From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abili reporting. Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Akbarjan Zailov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with dozens injured in critical condition. Russian police released photos of the 22-year-old suspected bomber, who they said was born in Osh and became a Russian citizen in 2011. The Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack in northern Syria, monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday. The attack killed at least 65 people and injured more than 350 others. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war. And the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, called it a horrifying massacre. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer condemned the attack and suggested the Obama administration shares some of the blame.
Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution. President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing.
Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. The Assad government in Damascus did not respond formally to the gas attack allegations, but has repeatedly denied its warplanes carry out raids with chemical weapons. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting that Susan Rice, the national security advisor for his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, spied on conversations Trump aides had with foreign nationals last year and sought to unmask their identities for political gain. Rice said Tuesday the accusation was absolutely false. Rice told MSNBC there's no truth to Trump's claim a month ago that Obama wiretapped him. The allegation was also widely debunked by U.S. lawmakers and intelligence officials. The referendum in Turkey to extend President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's powers is down to the last couple of weeks, and polls indicate it remains too close to call. The No campaign, having little access to mainstream media, is increasingly turning to social media. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish law student Ali Gül's video on why to vote no in the referendum to extend presidential powers highlights the dangers of concentrating too much power in one person's hands in a humorous way. It was an instant hit on social media. At the end of the video, Gül rhetorically asks, "Will I get arrested if this video is popular?" Within days of its success, Gül issues another video. Gül said he knew he would be arrested for making this video. Gül's fears were confirmed. He was arrested and jailed, but not for the video, instead for tweets posted 2 years ago that were deemed insulting to the president, a crime that carries 3 years in jail. Most news TV channels broadcast at least 3 or 4 campaign speeches a day in support of a yes vote on the presidential powers issue, while the no campaign is all but invisible, accounting for only 10% of coverage. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
In southern Colombia, burials have begun for the 273 people killed in Saturday's devastating mudslides. Health authorities in the town of Mocoa have been releasing the remains to families in order to speed burials and prevent the spread of disease. Meanwhile, rescue workers and residents continued a frantic search in the rubble for the 200 people who remain missing. The death toll from the disaster includes more than 40 children. President Juan Manuel Santos has declared an economic emergency for Mocoa, pledging to rebuild a water system damaged in the mudslide. Santos blamed climate change for the disaster. The Trump administration is ending U.S. funding for the United Nations Population Fund, accusing the agency of supporting coercive abortion and involuntary sterilization. The U.S. State Department sent a letter to the Senate. I'm G. Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.